Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here backstage at the main stage of Seattle Hemp Fest. It's the 25th anniversary of the annual protestival, and we're joined backstage by my good friend Sarah Frank from Idaho. And is it New Approach Idaho? Is it, what group is it?
I'm from Idaho.
Just Idaho. You're just yeah. Idaho all
over. We've got New Approach Idaho. We got Boise Hemp Fest. We got
Moms for Marijuana.
Moms for Marijuana.
I was going to say, not sure which one to introduce you by anymore. There's so many.
Yeah.
We just had the Boise Hemp Fest last week. I saw you doing a bunch of media interviews for that. How do you think that turned out, and what was the public reaction?
I think it was great, especially for our first year event. We had about 2,000 people roll through the park that day, and the police were not in as much attendance as I originally had anticipated.
Were there any?
Yeah, they stopped by a couple times, told us they had their hands full with the tour de fat going on in the next park over, with 12,000 people drinking beer on bicycles and in costumes. So it was, you know, they weren't too concerned about us potheads.
Come on over this way. I'll get that picture of you while you're talking. We're doing it live here on Cannabis Radio, and we were in this in the shade because it's so hot here in Seattle, unseasonably hot. So everybody's in the shade, but you can't get a good picture in the shade. We got to get a good picture. So you are officially licensed HempFest.
Yes.
What was it like going through that application process?
It was rather easy.
Yeah, they made it easy
for
you?
Yeah, they made it very easy. Cyril was wonderful. He was our main contact. And then, of course, we know Sharon and, you know, Steve Fun. And so just, I already knew everybody, so it just made it that much easier.
And I saw you interviewing with a couple of the TV news stations. How did those come out on the TV news? Was there a good reaction?
I heard that the ones on the actual television aired, but I didn't see them, and they never posted them on their website. You know, Idaho kinds to downplay anything weed related there. The Idaho Statesman had a really good one.
Good.
And they did a video and put that on their website. And I'm not sure if an article actually came out in the paper or not. I never was able to check. But I think overall it was really good. We got good feedback from Boise Parks. And we're looking for April for next year.
Oh, moving into April?
Yes. Well, we originally wanted April. Of course, it's near our holiday and everything. But we ended up in August with the only open date, and it was just too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we want April again, and we're going to, I think, alternate with the Moscow Hemp Fest. So there's this April 22nd this year, so we're working for April 15th.
So people could do, you know, make their Idaho tour 2 weeks in a row and do both Hemp Fests.
Right, we want to at all of them.
That would be great. So what's happening, politically speaking, in Idaho? I know there's a medical marijuana attempt going on.
Yes, the Idaho Medical Marijuana Association will be just submitted their petition to the Secretary of State, and they have about 30 to 45 days to get that back with any suggested changes. And then they're going to circulate that for, I believe, 18 months for the 2018 ballot. And it's strictly medical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the what's the support in Idaho for medical?
2011 BSU survey says 74% supports medical.
2011. So they don't ask very often.
No, apparently not. I think they asked shortly after Compassionate Idaho began doing their stuff. So it shows the interest. But you can imagine how those numbers have probably jumped in the last 5 years.
Sure. And considering, you know, Idaho is increasingly surrounded by states that have reform.
Yes.
You know, it's Nevada's going to pass it soon. People from Twin Falls just drive down to Jackpot.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so we drive to Ontario, Huntington, I think is the closest. And it's, you know, I'm here in Washington. I went to a recreational dispensary today yesterday.
Was it your first time?
In Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, you know, it was a lot like a medical dispensary, and it, you know, it's what we need. It's what we need in Idaho, where you have a store to go to. You're not worried about, you know, having to smoke weed in some dude's living room to prove that you're not undercover.
Right.
And share your weed with the guy who hooked you up and, you know, lose all your medicine. Plus, it's been keefed in Idaho, and, you know, you don't know what you're getting. I like being able to choose which one gives me the energy to come walk, you know, 2 miles through HempFest, as opposed to some indica that's going to make me really tired.
How have Idaho State Police been with, you know, Oregon and Washington being legal? Are they preying on Idahoans coming back across the border?
I believe they are, and I'm sure there's some retaliation against Boise Hemp Fest and us standing up. And our friend Bill Espenson last week saw them, 17 of them, outside of Caldwell. With their canine units, with a bunch of people stopped. And then as we were driving out on Thursday, we saw them also on the side of the road with a bunch of it. So it's
now, is it always on the eastbound side?
It was on both sides.
Both sides, okay.
Yeah, a lot more on the eastbound side,
yeah,
of course.
But coming back from Oregon.
Yeah, and then we see Nampa police over in, you know, outside of Caldwell, so they're out of jurisdiction even. It's
wow.
Prohibition is very much alive and healthy in Idaho.
Yeah. All right, so how can people help out and learn more?
Get involved. We have all of the different groups are listed at legalizeidaho.org. So you just find a group you want to get with. We've got Moms for Marijuana. We've got the New Approach Idaho, who I believe we're going to work for decrim and lowest yeah. priority for after the medical petition. The Idaho Medical Marijuana Association, well, they really need volunteers and donations right now and people out circulating. We also need people for Boise Hemp Fest because here we go again. We're just yep. going to get right, you know, keep it going. And then, you know, anybody who wants to just, if you don't have very much time, you can just write your legislator. You know, make them aware of what you want in this state. And we just keep pushing, putting pressure on them. They'll eventually give.
They eventually will. Thank you, Sarah Frank. Have yourself a great Hemp Fest and good luck in Idaho.
Thank you, Russ.